Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, Pat, so there was this recent story that came from Spectrum News that said that the police union for New York State has no opposition to body cameras. I want to get your thoughts on, does this pave the way then for body cameras to come for police officers in New York State?
Well, there's no question in this day and age, body cameras can be a very useful tool. We've seen a number of different law enforcement agencies in New York State and across the country use body cameras. But they shouldn't be considered a panacea. Policing is still about human interaction. The best police officer has compassion, is forthright, is properly trained, and makes very judicious decisions. And the interaction between police and citizens cannot be understated. But some of the advantages of body cameras, of course, can be transparency. You've seen nationwide essentially better behavior when people know that they're on camera when the police approaches a scene, so it can be helpful that way. It can greatly help with evidence in a particular case if the camera is in the right position and captures the right type of event. We've seen some of that in Western New York. On the other hand, though, cameras are costly. They are equipment. They break down. They cost taxpayer money. They have to be, you have to upkeep them. That costs money on a regular basis to keep up. The storing of the video that's taken, you think of every police officer, every shift out there, it's enormous, and that becomes a challenge. The evidence, storing of potential evidence becomes challenging. The cameras break down, and they don't fix everything. So as far as the state police, whenever you get a change in technology, the larger the police agency, the more expensive it can be. So quite often you see the larger agencies like New York PD, New York City Police Department with 40,000 police officers, they're slow to embrace technology, not because they don't desire that, but because the legislators have to actually fund that. So as far as the state police goes, I know that they don't use them so far. It's encouraging to see that the union is welcoming of this particular technology. But ultimately, the legislature would have to provide the funding that I think would be estimated probably in the neighborhood of $15 million a year, and that has to come from somewhere. But I guess to sum it up, they can be a very useful tool. They're not perfect, and they can be costly.
So you've outlined a lot of the positives with it. You've outlined a lot of the negatives with it. That being said, if a decision had to be made today or tomorrow or even when the legislature returns next year, should New York State Police have body cameras?
I think the decision on what tools that the state police use is best left to the professionals, the superintendent of state police. Personally, if I go back when I was wearing my Sheriff of Erie County hat, I'm supportive of body cameras because I think the positives outweigh the negatives. But we don't want false expectations out there that they're perfect and that they work all the time and they're not without problems. That being said, though, I think if the state police and the governor's office was pursuing body cameras in next year's budget, it's something I think the legislature would be supportive of.
So like you said, you're going to wait till the experts decide, the superintendent of police. If the superintendent comes out and says, I support, you know, body cameras for my officers, or if he comes out and says, I'm against this idea, are you directly going to follow that superintendent's lead?
I think if the state police is pursuing this as a budget request in next year's budget or the governor's office is looking to do it, I'd be supportive of that. If they choose not to, I'd respect their decision. And I just see this as an additional tool to use in modern times. There's some positives with it, and there's some negatives with it. But based on my experience, I know that this is not the perfect solution, and it comes with some potential problems, and it comes with costs. So I would be supportive of the state police, like as I say, if they're going to pursue body cameras or if they choose not to.
Okay. So something that's been interesting is that the last couple of years, we've seen here in Western New York developments on the body camera front. Niagara Falls Police has them. Buffalo Police has them. In Erie County, the Sheriff's Office is in the process of getting it right now. How important is it to see what's been happening with those various departments that I mentioned before New York State makes any kind of decision? I know you talked about earlier state police being massive in comparison to smaller municipalities like that.
I think if we were several years ago when nobody had them and they weren't around, it'd be very important to see the experience of other police agencies. But I think now that there's enough use of these across the country that the experts in policing and those that watch them are very well aware of the positives, very well aware of the negatives, and it has to be an agency-by-agency decision. So police departments in 2019 now making a decision whether to use them or not, I think that there's enough data that's out there nationwide for them to make an appropriate decision.
If we could flash back in time to your time as a Erie County Sheriff, body cameras weren't around at that point. I'm just curious your thinking with the technology that was being developed at the time versus the decision not to have the Sheriff's Office come and have the body cameras right away. Now they're in the process of doing it, but I guess could you flash back to some of the decisions that were made at the time and why the Sheriff's Office didn't push for body cameras back then?
Well, at the time I was there, they didn't exist. When I was sheriff, body cameras did not exist, and they were not available. But I would think that a head of a police agency, they want every tool that's available. They want modern technology. Many citizens would love a police officer on every corner. Police chiefs would love brand new cars. They'd love their police officers to be the highest paid. But taxpayers pay for that. And it's finding that proper balance. And to what extent are legislators and political bodies, how far are they willing to go in funding police agencies and police equipment? Every piece of equipment comes with a cost. You have to purchase it. You have to keep it up. You have to provide the training and the proper accountability, supervision for it, and that's always a consideration. So it's, but I think if police chiefs, sheriffs, superintendents of state police, if they had a blank checkbook, they would purchase body cameras immediately. They would purchase every tool that's available to them for their officers to do their job. But you do have to balance the costs, and the heads of the police agencies are not making the final decision on funding.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.